Day 23. God has good works for you to do during your lifetime. God knows your address. God knows your name. God knows how He's gifted you. God knows your age. God knows your abilities. God knows your disabilities. God knows your liabilities. He knows it all. But it's an amazing thing. Ephesians 2:10, a verse that sometimes we leave off. We talk about how we're saved by faith, faith and grace, and how that all works in. But then it says, "For we are God's workmanship." It means masterpiece. That's how the word translates. We are God's masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God has prepared in advance for us to do. Every one of you here, regardless of your age, if you're a follower of Christ, you're a believer in Christ, the Lord has a plan and a purpose for your life. There are good works which He has prepared in advance that you might do them. A number of years ago when I was at Fort Wilderness, I used to always speak at a singles retreat every Labor Day weekend. And singles would come from all over the Midwest to this retreat. And there was a widower that came. His name was Tony. He was in his 70s. And Tony came to the camp and he came 1 year, and he came the next year, and he came the next year, and then he came the fourth year. And the fourth year, he wants to see me. You know, after one of my sessions, he said, "Hey, can I talk to you?" And I said, "Sure." So we go over to the sweet shop, and we're sitting there talking. He goes, "You know, I just want to tell you that God has really, really, really used you in my life." He said, "You know, I came 3 years ago, and then 2 years ago, and then last year, and God's really used you." And I said, "Well, you know, what does that look like, Tony? How does that work in your life?" And he goes, "Here's the conclusion I came to after the third year of hearing you." He said, "Last year after I heard you, I came to the conclusion if God can use you, He can use anybody." If God can use you, He can use anybody. And the reality is we are all trophies of grace. We're all trophies of grace. Not one of them. It's not by our merit or our good works or anything else. It's God's grace in our life. Which I said, "Well, okay, well, what did that look like, Tony?" He said, "Well, last year after I left the retreat, I went home and I went to prison." I said, "Well, not a very good idea." He said, "Well, I didn't get sent to prison. I went to prison." I said, "Well, what do you mean?" He said, "Well, I took a Serendipity Bible. It's a Bible with little questions on the side. You can, meet with someone." He said, "I just started meeting with prisoners. I met with people on death row. I met with murderers. I met with rapists." And he said, "And I just had my little Bible, and I would read the little notes on the side, and I would talk to these guys about the Bible." And he said, "This last year, I forgot how many, it was like 15 or 16 guys came to Christ. Because Tony came to the realization that God could use anybody. If He could use me, He could use Tony." And Tony began to be used by God. Matthew 5:16, "In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." If you came to my church on a Sunday morning, you'd probably see this little lady. She's on a little cart. She's quite elderly. You'd probably look at her and say, "Gee, she really shouldn't be out of the nursing home. She's quite crippled. She has cerebral palsy. She's had it, if you see, all of her life. She's not very attractive, and she's kind of crippled up, and she's got her little cart, and she kind of, drives it around. She's our little Sunday school teller, and, kids bring the attendance list into her. And if you saw her, you'd say, "My, this poor little lady." Well, I need to tell you about Mary Jane Pontaine. This poor little lady that's in this cart and is all crippled up. She went on 16 worldwide trips in the last 2 years with Johnny and friends. She's taken wheelchairs and crutches and canes all over the world. She's been in Cuba. She's been in Ghana. She's been in China. She's been in warehouse. Man, they're just all over the place. She's been in Peru. She's gone all over the world. But she's this crippled little lady, and you really can't understand her very well. But she's gone all over the world serving the Lord. Serving the Lord. She's 78 years old. My younger son loves her. When Sandy was re-diagnosed with cancer, Jeremy, our 11-year-old, was quite traumatized by that. But then he heard that Mary Jane, the doctors told her 36 years ago, she only had 3 years to live because of cancer. She's like 78 now. And Jeremy latched on to Sandy. Well, if God allowed Mary Jane to live 36 years past her diagnosis, He can allow Sandy to live 36 years past diagnosis. But Mary Jane's an interesting gal. One time when she came back from a trip, she had to go immediately into the hospital. And I went to visit her. Came in, and I said, "Mary Jane, what happened?" Well, I walked in, and she had her laptop on her lap. And she was doing something with her finger, this finger. And I said, "Well, Mary Jane, what happened to you?" And she said, "Well, in Africa, they had my wheelchair up on like bamboo poles, and they were taking me through the jungle, and they dropped me." They dropped me. And she said, "Brian, everything hurts. Everything hurts. except for this finger. This finger doesn't. I said, well, Mary Jane, what are you doing? She goes, I'm using my one good finger, and I'm typing a Bible study for the disabled. With her one finger. Crippled, cerebral palsy, difficult life. But she got one good finger. And she's using it for the glory of God. She's living open-handed. Open-fingered. She's living open-fingered in a tight-fisted, tight-fingered world. The one finger that wasn't hurting, she sat and she typed a Bible study for the disabled that they could understand that they are not cursed, they are not condemned, because in much of the world, that's what they're told. They're literally put out in the forest and the jungles to die. And Mary Jane goes around and tells them about the love of God. Mary Jane started the first school in Western Africa and Ghana for the disabled children. First school ever, because they're normally just cast off. She has a school she started. She's raised all the funds herself. It's a boarding school for 40 children, disabled children. She looks like she shouldn't be out of the nursing home. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Don't ever make excuses. Don't ever say, well, I have this wrong with me or that wrong with me, or I have this problem or I have that problem. No, if you're a Christ follower, you were created, warts and all, sufferings and all, problems and all, disabilities and all, for the glory of God.